You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry! You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. So we had Bobby Webster on at 5:30, so Jerry got bumped. I believe he's got an opening statement. He generally does. I know he's excited. There's a lot going on in the NHL and the sporting world in general. Let's get an opening statement from Jerry, and then we will get to his hot takes.
The biggest event of the year on the sports calendar is rapidly approaching. VIP parties, A-list musical acts, and a must-see game that will have every other league drilling for that type of exposure and audience. That's right, bitch. It's the NHL All-Star Weekend, and Jerry is jacked up.
I thought he was talking about the Super Bowl there, but the NHL All-Star Weekend, okay. A-list celebrities and
most people were thinking the Super Bowl.
Assumed he was saying that the Super Bowl is rapidly approaching.
By the way, is the All-Star game always in connection with the Super Bowl?
I think it is, and it's a smart play. There's nothing going on this weekend, right? You might, although you could argue, hey, why don't you actually play games, like real games, instead of a throwaway weekend where the majority of people couldn't care less about your All-Star game. Because you're going to play real games next weekend when the Super Bowl's actually up and going.
Right, right.
Anyway, you ready for some hot takes courtesy of Jerry?
I heard that Tony Romo fanboy Hayes rambling on incoherently yesterday. And before I quickly changed the dial, I realized the loser might be onto something. If Romo re-signs with CBS, he will be featured in some capacity at the Masters.
O-Dog will turn the TV off. No way he's watching that son of a follow Tiger Woods.
That last part is fake news. You're not turning off the Masters. I don't care if Gritty's following around Tiger Woods.
I'm saying 3%. I know you think that if we give him all this money, he's got to do more. Do you know how many broadcasters are going to be like, are you serious? A guy from a sport that's never...
Who cares? Since when does CBS care? Who's going to complain? Who? Like, who honestly is going to be able to complain?
That guy right there.
Yeah, you would complain, but not somebody working for CBS. I mean...
Yeah.
Pretty sure if you go through everyone other than Faldo that doesn't get the bump up, they're going to be like...
Do you think there would be a revolt? Do you think that broadcasters who have been covering golf will say, we're going on strike?
No, because if they... They still get paid, then who cares? But it's just not happening. It's 5%.
You said 3.
You're already up to 5%.
5%.
I'm going to say 40%.
No way.
40%, Romo, in some capacity.
You're being stupid about it.
Some capacity.
Let me ask you
this. If he wants to be, he'll be at Augusta.
That's where I'm going
to
go.
I'm just going to find some guys that sells ice cream and say, hey, you want to do a sports show? 4 to 7 every day. You want to try it? Switched.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Exactly
the same.
People
out there that believe
people
that
will love the guy.
Job.
Probably fun guy.
Yeah, Tony Romo's a great guy.
Here's what I'm going to say. My question is, if he makes the cut and is loud, I think there may be something in his contract that he wants to play golf in these pro-ams or play and may get a week
he's got
off
that.
In that.
He's had
goal.
That.
I'm not going to be able to make... Yeah, if I make a cut, I'm going to miss that Sunday's game.
He had that in the fall this past year.
But what I'm saying is... Is that included in this?
I don't know. I mean, with this. No, this is just the Masters. At some point, let's say he signs a 10-year deal with CBS.
Right.
Over the next decade, he will be at Augusta National in some capacity. That's all Jerry's saying. Maybe he shows up on the Wednesday and during the par three is hanging out and giving some, different analysis or details on what's going on. I don't know.
Around with people in the parking lot?
He could be. I think there's a real chance that will happen. If he re-signs with CBS.
16%.
Kyle Dubas might want to snap out of that stupor he's currently in and take a look at the standings. Because the Leafs are getting lapped. And Dubas will make at least one significant trade before the deadline.
Jean Beliveau might fetch a D-man, and you know exactly what I mean.
Jean Beliveau
may fetch a D-man.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that idea.
Not a lot of people have.
That would be a significant trade. All right, so he's got Dubas doing something between now.
Trade?
A significant trade, like where you're like, wow, not seventh defenseman, 13th forward.
96%.
96%.
I'm 26. I just think they might do something, but it might be the old.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would significant have
that's what
Kapanen
we need to figure out.
Yeah,
Janssen.
Oh, of course. Okay, that's a significant deal.
Okay, then I'm going to 35.
I think Kyle's going to be proactive. Your core is not going to change, but one of those players may fetch something that you are looking for, not only for this year, for some years after.
Well, it has to be. You're not trading Kapanen for a rental.
I understand that, but
right?
What I'm saying, like, there's, you know, Kapanen, it's easy to just say Kapanen or Janssen. It could be somebody else, but just the way that the roster is constructed, they, I think, would maybe fetch you the most. Not that you want to part with them, but that's...
Yeah, I agree with that. I think one of them will be dealt between now and the beginning of next year, but that may be a summer deal where more teams are involved. And that's what I'm saying. The trade deadline gets complicated because, you know, a team may be sitting there saying, I'm not prepared to make a move for a guy that has 3 years left on his deal. I'll take Kapanen for a guy who's a UFA at the end of the year. But if you're the Maple Leafs, you're not going to do that. Right?
No,
like,
but you also have to just factor in, let's bring back your wording, the next 14 games. Say they go 9-5 and they're nicely, you know,
they're right.
You gotta tell your team, like, we want to go up against Boston and Tampa and Florida and whoever else that you deem is Washington, Pittsburgh. We want to win some rounds. We want to do that. We need a backup goaltender, maybe, or we need goaltending depth. There could be a package deal. To me, these deals will be massive, even if the names may not be.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a deal. I'll say 75%. I still believe the team.
You understand this percentage is not on a deal.
No, I know, a significant deal. I think the team, like, they've been up and down all year. I think they're going to go back up here
right.
At some point. Now they might go back down in the final 10 games and miss. But I don't think they're just going to fade away and be a mess. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they'll likely start ticking back up, and then he's going to think, I got to make some sort of a deal
here. Would a massive deal to be add a goaltender to your team?
Yeah, I think so. Like, if it's a legitimate guy who's like, he may play 8 to 10 of the final 25 games or whatever.
But do you think they're going to go in past the trade deadline with Freddie Hutchinson and Kaskasuva?
Well, why haven't they changed it? I don't think the deadline should have any effect on that decision,
well,
because they should have made a move months ago.
No, but even if they're comfortable with Hutchinson right now, if Freddie tweaks a knee,
I hear you.
March 1st, it's Hutchinson and Kaskasuo.
Right, but that was
trying to win you round.
Even
I understand.
If he doesn't tweak a knee, you're running Freddie. Hutchinson's got to play. If they try to run Freddie into the ground to get this done, I don't think it works.
I think we're all saying the same thing. What I'm saying is I don't think the deadline should be the final push. They should have made the move 2 months ago, right? Like, they should have.
But they're going through the process with Hutchinson, which is, regardless of what you think of them, they want their answers. What I'm saying is that you need to hedge your bet, and they're going to have to do that unless they believe Kaskasuo is NHL ready. I don't believe he is.
No, I don't believe he is.
Or
either.
You're not trying to win rounds with unproven people if Freddie tweaks something.
I could see them acquire it, depending on the price, of course. But
right.
Again, I would have suggested, and I would suggest, they should make that move today. Forget on the trade deadline, but
right.
I don't know who's available.
Well,
and who you can get and what you want to pay for it or what it's going to cost. But
right.
Anyway.
Jerry Gorgeous was my nickname in college. So that plug Jimmy Garoppolo better start paying royalties. And he better be prepared to throw the ball at least 20 times in the Super Bowl. And then he can do stuff only Jimmy G can do. Read his ex-girlfriend's quotes about his behavior.
Jerry Gorgeous.
Jerry Gorgeous.
I wonder if Jerry was ever gift bag Jerry. Gift basket Jerry.
Might be.
College, you never know.
He may have been a gift basket kind of guy.
Funny you mentioned that number, because Al's brother came in with a comment regarding the odds on the amount of throws by Jimmy G.
He saw a prop bet that had the total completions, not attempts, completions at 20 and a half, I believe it was.
Then I'm going to say somebody knows something that I don't know. I'm going to say 100%. Somebody's looked at that and said that if they don't throw the ball...
Well, I think what they've looked at is Mahomes is scoring. Like, Mahomes right. is going to throw Makes and he's going to score. So, yeah, you want to keep running, and you're not going to... The Packers were a joke defensively. Like, Matt LaFleur came out today and basically said they didn't try and they quit. Like, that was kind of what he said. Like, really damning comments about his team. And if you watch the tape, that's exactly what they did. They didn't fight through anything. The Chiefs are not going to do that. So you can't expect to run the ball all night. But he attempted 18 throws in the first game against Minnesota and only 8 against Green Bay. I'll say 80% he attempts 20.
A hunch.
Yeah, I'm up high. I think it's going to be at least try to be, I'm going to throw the ball.
Well, the game might dictate that, right? Like, if you're down by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you're not running the ball.
Throwing it. Yeah,
you got to throw the ball.
I'm with him 100%.
All right.
Andy Reid will be spotted wearing a Hawaiian shirt at least once during Super Bowl week.
I like this one. 100%.
Oh, my God. I did not know that he had this fascination with the Hawaiian shirts. I just know that when he picked up that trophy and looked in the crowd, he looked like an angry, like, beaver. He just was like... You know the face I'm talking about?
I saw the picture. It's a great pick.
Angry beaver face.
He's ready. He's got another crack at it. It's been 15 years
since
he's been...
So he gets another... I'm going to go 70, because maybe in those... I don't know where the hell he wears these things. Maybe something that he says, I can't bring the Hawaiian.
I think he brings multiple.
Only if they win the Hawaiian.
No. He's...
You think Media Day Hawaiian?
I think he will have a different Hawaiian every day.
I'm going 70 with that chance. He's like, I'm not doing the Hawaiian again.
I'm 96%. He's going to be Larry Walker. Not with SpongeBob, but with the Hawaiian shirt.
I think so. That's his move, man. Anytime he's in a warm climate, Andy Reid will be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yep.
You see what he said after winning the game last weekend? He said he had a cheeseburger and shut it down. They asked him, what'd you do when you went home after winning the game? Cheeseburger and I shut the mill. Super Bowl week, baby. Yeah. And the Hawaiian shirts are getting pressed, and they are coming in hot in South Beach. I cannot wait.